Welcome to Hey Psyche, How Do I? My name is Chris Hatfield. I'm your podcast host. I'm the founder and coach of a company called Sales Psyche, and I've devoted my time in the last 15, 20 years to all around mindset and mental well-being. Hey Psyche, How Do I? Is all about answering those questions that we often pose to ourselves, subconsciously or consciously, on a daily basis, but don't always know where to start with. None of these long, drawn-out interviews, five-minute podcasts giving you practical insights and takeaways for you to be able to implement further. So enough about this, let's get started. Hey Psyche, how do I better manage my anxiety and stress? So I touched on it in the previous episode talking about happiness, but this links to something called emotional literacy. And emotional literacy is something that you might be hearing for the first time, and it relates to how we better understand and manage and label our emotions. There is no such thing as a good or bad emotion, as we've touched on before. We're very quick to put them into buckets. Stress isn't a good emotion or a bad emotion. It's an emotion. It's our perception or reaction that turns an emotion into a positive or negative one. All our emotions are signals, not threats. They're trying to get us to pay attention to something. Imagine them like a smoke alarm going off in the house. The house isn't on fire yet. They're saying, hey, maybe you should pay attention to something over here. So when you start feeling anxious or stressed, it's sort of thinking, what is it trying to tell me? And the problem with this comes down to, we have 12 core emotions that we can label. We have 25 overall, if you were to ask someone to write them all down. But there are 34,000 combinations we can feel, which can lead to us mislabeling, misunderstanding, or assuming the opposites. For example, we may assume we're anxious about a call when we're really it's anticipation or simply a signal to prepare. Or we might say, oh, I'm stressed, or, you know, and straight away it puts our body into a fight, flight, freeze, or fawn state. Or as I mentioned on the previous episode, we may wake up and feel like we're not feeling motivated. So we automatically assume we're unmotivated, when in reality, there's a lot of gray in between. So developing emotional literacy means that you can avoid creating these kind of limiting beliefs around your emotions, avoid sort of pigeonholing them. There's a really simple method to remind yourself and think about here called the AIR method, which is the first step is acknowledge, the second step is identify, and the third step is reframe. So when you look at acknowledge, the first thing is don't fight the feeling. Be open to your thoughts, your emotions. Acknowledge them rather than denying them. If you try and fight against them, if you try and say, well, I should or shouldn't feel a certain way, or don't think like this, or you might say it to other people or hear people say it to you, that puts even more pressure on you. I've shared this analogy before, but my boxing coach said to me a few years ago, no matter how hard you train, you're still going to get punched in the head. This isn't about stopping those emotions. It's about recognizing when they come in and knowing what to do with them. So that's the acknowledge stage. Identify is this emotion that I'm perceiving and initially labeling the right emotion for it? As in, am I deeming it as the same emotion I'm feeling? You might think I'm stressed. And a good question to ask yourself, what are one or two other options that I might be feeling right now? You could be feeling tired. You could be feeling distracted. You could be feeling frustrated. But it's feeling. It's not defining and saying, I am stressed. It's saying, even if it is, I'm feeling stressed. I'm stressed. What that does, it psychologically makes your brain go into that real sort of defensive mode, because it feels like you are the emotion. Whereas I'm feeling, or I'm starting to feel, is a big thing here. So it could be you're tired, actually, or you're hungry. You haven't eaten today. You're thirsty. It's been a big weekend. And then what is the cause of the emotion? Is it a call? Is it a personal issue? Is it a lack of sleep? Is it a meeting? So actually going, well, actually, rather than saying, oh, I'm stressed, is, do you know what, I'm feeling a little tired because I had a busy weekend. Straight away, just changing that terminology in your mind can be really helpful here. And then the third step is to reframe that. So once you identify those underlying emotions, you're no longer stuck in them. The point here is trying to come out with a solution. So rather than I'm stressed, it might be I feel a little exhausted from a long weekend and I want to focus on my self-care. Or rather than I'm anxious, I feel a little unprepared for this month. I want to focus more on how I'm planning my week. So the point with this is what you're left with is an action. Is, okay, I've relabeled the emotion, what it is, rather than defining it as me. And I've come out with an action of what I'm going to do to manage it. And with this as well, when you are labeling it, try and avoid finite language. For example, like I'm always going to feel like this. I'm always stressed. I'm always going to feel anxious. Remind yourself that you can reframe it, but also look at what the benefits are of this emotion. This is how to better manage anxiety and stress as well, is to think about how is this benefiting me? If you think about all the negatives, of course, it's going to make it worse. And it's not ignoring those things, but it's going, actually, you know what? It's helping me prepare more for this situation. It's helping me think about other people more. It's helping me empathize more in situations. The more you can recognize the benefits as well, the more you can build a healthier relationship and a sense of gratitude towards that emotion, so that when it comes up and it is that emotion, you have labeled it correctly, you're able to utilize it and let it serve you rather than sabotage you. That's it for the episode today. Stay mindful. Catch you soon. Hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you ever have any questions you want to pose for Hey Psyche, How Do I, get in touch on Instagram at Hey Psyche How. Drop me a message on LinkedIn, Chris Hatfield, or you can visit SalesPsyche, PSYCHE.co.uk for more around this. Catch you soon and stay mindful.